Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into the world of ride sharing in Perth.
Right.
Specifically, you had some questions about renting versus owning a car for ride sharing in Perth, and you sent over a couple of articles. So I think this is going to be particularly useful for you.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're thinking about becoming a ride share driver in Perth.
One of the things that the articles really highlight is that Perth is a pretty unique market.
Okay.
Because of the distances involved.
Yeah.
You know, you could be driving for quite a while to get from one pickup to the next.
Right.
And a breakdown in Perth could be way more detrimental than it would be.
Oh, for sure.
In a denser city like, say, Sydney or Melbourne.
Yeah.
So reliability is super important.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the articles actually suggests that renting a car might be a really good option.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious. Traditionally, hasn't owning a car always been kind of the default for rideshare drivers?
That was definitely the common wisdom for a long time.
Yeah.
But these articles are making a pretty strong argument for why things might be changing.
Okay, let's get into that. One of the advantages of renting that really jumped out at me was that rental cars are much newer.
Absolutely.
These articles are saying that rental companies will generally refresh their fleets every couple of years.
Yeah.
So you're almost guaranteed to have a car that's less than 24 months old.
Right.
And I mean, think about the impression that that makes on your riders compared to, you know, the average car in Perth, which is over 10 years old.
Yeah, I think that's a huge advantage, especially when you consider that people have come to expect a certain level of quality when they order an Uber or a Didi.
Right.
And that includes having a relatively new and clean and well-maintained car.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, renting a car can definitely help you meet those expectations. And as we talked about, newer cars also tend to be more reliable.
Yeah.
So the risk of a breakdown is much lower.
That's huge.
Really important in Perth.
Yeah. And actually, speaking of minimizing risk, I loved how the articles emphasized that, you know, most rental packages come with that 2047 roadside assistance.
Totally.
And, you know, in a city like Perth, that's spread out.
Mm.
I mean, that peace of mind is priceless.
It's essential, really. Can you imagine, you know, Friday night, you've got a bunch of airport pickups lined up and you get a flat tire.
Oh.
I mean, with roadside assistance, you're back on the road in no time.
Right.
But without it.
Yeah, you're stuck.
You're losing fares. You're scrambling to find someone to help you.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about that. I mean, that's a nightmare. So the articles also talk about the financial benefits of renting. Obviously, you're not putting down a big down payment for a car.
Yeah.
You don't have the ongoing maintenance expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And you're certainly not going to get surprised by any repair bills.
Yep.
So for someone who is just getting started in rideshare, you know, that has to be super appealing.
It definitely makes getting started a lot easier. And then there's also the flexibility that renting gives you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
You know, say you usually drive a sedan, but you want to maybe do some airport runs or target larger groups for the weekend.
Right.
With a rental, you could just swap out your sedan for an SUV for the weekend.
Yeah.
And potentially make more money. I mean, I don't know if there's enough demand for that in Perth.
That's a good question. I'm not super familiar with the Perth market.
Yeah.
But I mean, having that option to adapt to different demands, even temporarily, I think is a really smart move.
Definitely. It makes you a lot more adaptable to changes in the market.
For sure. And I mean, the articles mention a bunch of other perks like comprehensive insurance, you know, not having to worry about depreciation. It just seems like renting really removes a lot of the headaches of owning a car.
Yeah, it definitely streamlines things. You're essentially just paying for the convenience and the peace of mind.
Right. But of course, that convenience is going to come at a cost.
Exactly. And that's something that we should dig into a little bit more.
Okay. All right. So what are the downsides
mm-hmm.
that the articles maybe aren't highlighting? What are the potential pitfalls for renting a car for rideshare?
Yeah. One of the first things that comes to mind is mileage restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of rental agreements have limits on how many kilometers you can drive.
Right.
And going over that limit can lead to some pretty hefty charges.
Mm.
And in a city like Perth, where, you know, trips can be pretty long.
Yeah.
Those kilometers can add up really quickly.
Yeah, for sure. That's a really good point.
Mm.
I hadn't even thought about the mileage thing. So you'd have to do a lot of number crunching
yeah.
to make sure that those charges don't outweigh the benefits of renting.
Definitely. And then another thing to think about is wear and tear.
Okay.
You know, rental companies generally cover regular maintenance.
Right.
but they're usually pretty strict about what they consider to be acceptable wear and tear.
Right.
So if we return the car with a bunch of damage, you could be on the hook for extra costs.
Yeah. It's like having a temporary office on wheels.
Yeah.
Got to be pretty careful.
Yeah.
Keep things tidy.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm thinking about my own car right now.
Yeah.
The backseat crumbs alone would tell a story.
Yeah.
Did the articles mention anything about drivers getting hit with, like...
I didn't see any horror stories.
Right.
But it's definitely something to keep in mind.
For sure.
And then, you know, this leads to another potential downside, which is the lack of customization.
Oh, yeah.
When you own your car, you can really personalize, you know, to enhance your rideshare service, you know, phone chargers, seat covers, maybe a little air freshener. With a rental, you're probably not going to have a lot of options.
Yeah, you probably don't want to drill a hole in the dashboard.
Probably not.
To install your custom disco ball.
Right.
Right. So if you're someone who really values that kind of personal touch.
Yeah.
You want to have complete control over your vehicle setup.
Right.
Renting might feel a little restrictive.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. It's a trade-off. Yeah.
It's between convenience and control.
Right.
Renting gives you that ease of maintenance, you know, roadside assistance, a newer car.
Right.
But you do give up some of that freedom that comes with ownership.
Yeah, for sure. Now, the articles didn't go super deep on the financial stuff, but we know that you're pretty financially savvy.
Yeah.
There's a whole world of tax deductions available to car owners that renters often miss out on.
That's true.
We're talking depreciation, mileage tracking, even a portion of your home internet if you use it for ride-sharing admin stuff.
Right.
That's definitely something to factor into your calculations.
For sure. It's really important to look at the long-term costs.
Yeah.
You know, renting might seem cheaper up front.
Yeah.
Especially because you don't have that big initial investment.
Right.
But those ongoing rental fees can add up.
Yeah.
And they could end up surpassing the cost of owning.
Especially if you're in it for the long haul.
Especially if you're in it for the long haul. Exactly.
Right.
And with owning, you're also building equity in an asset.
Right. Which you don't get with renting.
It's the classic rent versus buy dilemma. Just applied to ride sharing.
Exactly.
It's like choosing between, you know, subscribing to a streaming service or buying your favorite movies on DVD.
Totally.
They both have pros and cons.
For sure. Like any big financial decision, you need to weigh your options. Mm-hmm. Think about your own situation.
Yeah.
And figure out what makes the most sense for you.
So renting offers convenience, newer vehicles, that safety net of roadside assistance.
Yeah.
But it also comes with mileage limitations, potential wear and tear issues, and the possibility of higher costs in the long run.
Yep.
What else did those articles talk about?
They also mention the psychological aspect of car ownership.
Oh, okay.
You know, for some people, owning a car is about more than just transportation.
Right.
It's about independence.
Yeah.
Freedom. Having that sense of ownership. And for those people, that emotional connection to their vehicle.
Yeah.
Might be more important than the convenience of renting.
Yeah, there's something to be said about hitting the open road.
Yeah.
In your own car, blasting your favorite tunes.
Exactly.
Knowing that this machine is all yours.
Yeah, for sure.
It's hard to beat that feeling of freedom.
That's a powerful feeling.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Okay, so it sounds like the choice between renting and owning really comes down to personal preference, financial situation, and your long-term goals.
Yeah.
There's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Exactly. You got it. It's about finding what works best for you.
Right. Now, before we move on, I wanted to touch on something else that the articles mention.
Okay.
Which is the importance of choosing the right rental company.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
It seems like not all rental companies are created equal when it comes to ride sharing.
Definitely not. It's really important to do your research and find a company that specifically allows their vehicles to be used for ride sharing.
Okay, so that's the first thing you want to look for.
Yeah, because not all of them do. And you definitely don't want to end up in a situation where you're using the car for ride sharing and they void your contract.
Oh, that would be a nightmare.
Yeah, huge problem.
Okay, so besides making sure they allow ride sharing, what else should you be looking for?
Well, you want to compare the rental packages
that
are offered by different companies. Look at the types of vehicles they have, their mileage policies, their insurance coverage. And of course, you know the details of their roadside assistance program.
It's like shopping for a phone plan.
Yeah.
You know, you want to find the one that gives you the most bang for your buck.
Exactly.
Right. And meets your specific needs.
And don't forget to read those online reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Do your research on different companies. Mm-hmm. You want to find one that's reliable and transparent and has good customer service.
Right.
Especially when it comes to things like breakdowns and accidents.
A word of mouth is powerful.
It is.
And you can learn a lot.
Definitely.
From other rideshare drivers who've been there and done that.
Absolutely. And some rental companies actually offer special packages.
Oh, really?
Or discounts just for rideshare drivers.
Oh, wow.
So keep an eye out for that.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that some companies were kind of tailoring their offerings.
Yeah.
Specifically for ridesharing. That's pretty smart of them.
Yeah, it's a win-win. They get more business.
Yeah.
And rideshare drivers get access to cars and services that are specifically designed for their needs.
Okay, so to recap, when you're choosing a rental company, make sure they allow ride-sharing.
Right.
Compare their different packages.
Yeah.
Check their reputation online.
Yeah.
And see if they've got any special deals for rideshare drivers.
Exactly.
I mean, we're really getting into the weeds here.
Yeah.
But I think that's what makes these deep dives so valuable.
Yeah, I think so too. And speaking of diving deep.
Yeah.
I wanted to shift gears for a second.
Yeah.
And talk about something that's often overlooked in these discussions.
Mm-hmm.
The environmental impact of ride sharing.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
You know, we talked earlier about fuel efficiency.
Right.
And how renting a newer, more fuel efficient car can save you money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also worth noting that it's good for the environment.
That's a good point.
You know, choosing a greener car.
Right.
Is a vote for a cleaner Perth.
Yeah, for sure. Ride sharing is often presented as this eco-friendly alternative to everyone having their own car.
Right.
You know, fewer cars on the road,
mm-hmm.
less traffic, less pollution.
Yeah.
But what do you think? I mean, is it really that simple?
Well, it's not always that straightforward.
Yeah.
You know, while ride sharing can potentially reduce the number of cars out there,
right.
it also comes with its own set of environmental considerations.
Okay.
For example, there's some research that suggests that ride share trips can actually be longer and less direct than if passengers just drove themselves.
So more like a scenic route.
Yeah, kind of.
Than taking the express lane.
Exactly.
I guess that makes sense with picking up and dropping off multiple people.
Yeah. And even with navigation apps,
you
know, sometimes you're going to have to go a little out of your way.
Right.
To accommodate everyone.
And all those extra kilometers mean more fuel consumption and higher emissions.
Right. And then there's the whole issue of deadheading.
Deadheading.
Yeah. That's where rideshare drivers are driving around without passengers.
Oh, okay.
Either waiting for a request or going to pick someone up.
So basically burning fuel, but not actually transporting anyone.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't sound very eco-friendly.
Yeah. It's definitely a concern.
Right. And that brings us back to the choice between renting and owning.
Yeah.
I mean, from an environmental perspective, renting a newer, more fuel-efficient car could actually be a greener option.
It could be. Yeah.
Than owning an older, less efficient one?
Yeah, definitely. Especially now that more and more rental companies are adding hybrids and electric vehicles to their fleets.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Newer cars are generally better on gas.
Yeah.
And that could help offset some of those emissions from the longer trips, the deadheading.
Exactly. Choosing to rent a fuel-efficient car or an EV could be a great way for drivers to reduce their carbon footprint.
It's like choosing the greener path.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
I love that. And it's encouraging to see that sustainability is becoming a bigger factor in the rideshare world.
It is.
For drivers and passengers.
Yeah, definitely.
So you were saying there's some research that suggests rideshare trips might be longer.
Yeah. Sometimes those rideshare trips end up being longer and less direct than if the passenger had just driven themselves.
So more like a scenic route.
Yeah, correct.
Instead of taking the express lane.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess that makes sense with having to pick up and drop off multiple people.
Yeah, even with navigation apps, you know, you might have to go a bit out of your way to get everyone where they need to go.
Right. So all those extra kilometers mean more fuel consumption.
Yeah, more emissions.
Higher emissions, exactly.
And then on top of that, there's the whole deadheading thing.
Deadheading. What's that?
That's when rideshare drivers are driving around without any passengers.
Okay.
Either waiting for a request or on their way to pick someone up.
So they're burning fuel, but not actually transporting anyone.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't sound very eco-friendly.
It's definitely something to think about.
Right. And I guess that brings us back to renting versus owning.
Yeah.
I mean, environmentally speaking, renting a newer, more fuel-efficient car could actually be the greener option.
It could be, yeah.
Than owning an older gas guzzler?
Especially now that more and more rental companies are adding hybrids and EVs to their fleets.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point.
Mm.
And, you know, newer cars are generally designed to be more fuel efficient.
Yeah, they are.
So that could help offset some of those emissions.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the longer trips and the deadheading.
Absolutely. So choosing to rent a fuel-efficient car or even an electric vehicle could be a great way for drivers to reduce their environmental impact.
So picking the greener path, literally.
Literally.
I like that.
Yeah.
And it's great to see this sustainability is becoming more and more important in the rideshare industry
It is.
for both drivers and passengers.
For sure.
Well, this deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening.
Yeah, we've covered a lot.
We've talked about the pros and cons of renting versus owning,
Yeah.
the financial side of things, the logistics,
Yeah.
and even the environmental impact of ride sharing.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to think about.
There is. But like with any big decision,
Yeah.
it's important to weigh all the factors and figure out what works best for you.
So for our listener who's thinking about becoming a rideshare driver in Perth,
Yeah.
what are the key takeaways from all this?
Yeah.
What are the most important things to remember?
I'd say the top three things are first, be aware of these unique challenges in Perth,
Okay.
like those long distances and the potential for breakdowns.
Right.
Second, you really got to crunch in the numbers and compare the costs of renting versus owning,
Yeah.
both in the short term and the long term.
Sure.
And then third, if you decide to go with renting, you've got to do your homework and find a rental company that really meets your needs.
Great advice. And I think it's safe to say that there's no right or wrong answer to this renting versus owning question.
Yeah, I
It
agree.
really depends on your own individual situation.
Absolutely. We've given you the information.
Yeah.
Now it's up to you to decide what's best for you.
Perfect. And on that note, that wraps up another deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. We hope this exploration of ride sharing in Perth has given you some things to consider. And as always, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep. We'll see you next time.
See you later.